Eina Edim Nasim Zemi Baili. The Mishnah starts with a very strange opening statement. Kates Edim Nasim Zemimim. Viktamarha Kates Ad Eina Edim Nasim Zemi Baili. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't actually talk about making Edim Zemimim. It talks about how you don't become the cases where the Edim don't get Vasisim like Kashazamim Lasis Lochiv. So the Lashon Mishnah, the first kasha of the Gemara is the Lashon Mishnah is incorrect. Second question, Voy, Midikatani Lakaman, Aval Omru Lahem Heyach Atemi Eden, Shribe Oisa Yoim Atemayis Miman, Wima Komploini, Hare Elu Zaymimin. So Rashi here helps us with the Lashon of Gemara is a little hard, and there seems to be different gear. So Rashi helps us a little bit to understand what the Gemara means to us. Rashi, Hachi Gassin, Hai, Ketzad, Ena, Edim, Nasim, Zemi, Baile, Voy, Dekatani, Lekaman, Aval, Omru, Lehem. So Rashi eliminates the word, the Mem, Voy, Dekatani, Lekaman. We also have another Mishnah later. Oh, Ketzad, Ena, Edim, Nasim, Zemi, Baile, Deha, Le, Mekaimis, Vu, Kasha, Zomam. This Mishnah is all about when you don't do Kasha, Zomam. How the Edim not become? What do you do with Edim that don't become Edim, Zemim, that don't have a Sisim, Le, Kasha, Zomam, Lasis, Lachim, to that? Void my kaboy tana ketzad nasin zemimin. What is the Mishnah asking? Ketzad nasin zemimin. Hakatani lola, come on, it's a Mishnah later. Ketzad din zemimin, dekatani bemasnisin. Aval omru lahem hamazimim, heyachatemi idim, eda zeb, alayisimanu, oisayim, makum plaini. In other words, the Mishnah later is going to answer that. The Mishnah later deals with that issue, not this Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, why are we starting with Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? So the Gemara answers, Tana Hasam Koi. The Mishnah is coming from the last Mishnah, or one of the last Mishnahs in Sanhedrin. Kala Zemimin Makdimin Lo'isa Misa. The Mishnah says, all Edim Zemimin Makdimin, we'll soon see what that word means. Makdimin lo isamitza, chutz mi zemime bas kayin uvayelo. Shein makdimin lo isamisa elolamisa acheres. Those kinds of Edim Zemimin don't get the misa which they were intending or which their Edis would have caused to be chal. They get a different misa. And then the Viesh Edim Zemimin acherim, this is Kilu the Gemara is paraphrasing what this Mishnah means. There's another kind of Edim Zemimin where they don't even get any shemitz, any even a little bit of asisim lekashazamim lasis lochiv. Elamalka yisarboim ketsad miidin abish pleni shuben gusha ben chalutzay noimim yasazeb ben gusha ben chalutzay tachtov elaloike yisarboim. In other words, this Mishnah is really the Masechta ought to have started with the second Mishnah, which tells all about how Edim becomes Zemimin. This Mishnah is kind of a hemshech to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin taught us about Edim that don't always get exactly what they were Zemim Lasois. So this Mishnah is saying, not only are there Edim that don't get exactly what they were Zemim Lasois, there are Edim that don't even get at all what they were Zemim Lasois. Kigoyin ben Grusha ben Chalutzen Golus. Good? Rashi. Hosam koi, misan hedrin solik. Disnan bishile elohen nechnokin. Du siyuma de Sanhedrin. Right? If you look in your Gemara Sanhedrin, what is the last parak of Sanhedrin called? Chelik. So what does Rashi mean here? Huh? Not only Safa. There's all kinds of girsos. Most Rishonim actually have elohen nechnokin as the last Mishnah, as the last parak in Sanhedrin. There's all kinds of girsos. How it ought to be. So Rashi here obviously had that girsa. Rashi understood the last parak of Sanhedrin is not chelik, it's Elohen and Nechnokin. Diesh zemimin shenishtanu b'miktsas midin azama. There are some zemimin in that Mishnah that tells us they don't get exactly what they were zemim lasois. Kedekatani kala zemimin makdimin l'oisa misa, klemar ein lehem leptzapois misa cheres, el mashkimin l'oisa misa, shenigmar ba'dinoi shel nidoin. Now Rashi is saying a little bit of a pshat. Rashi says, Magdimin means what? They do not expect, or they should not assume they're getting any other Misa except for the one which they intended to give to the Nidoin. Chutz, says Rashi. We'll get back to that in Yitzhak Shem. Chutz, mizemim ibas koyin. Nesua. Shafal pi shenigmar dina lisreifa al piem. Heim bechenik. Even though the edim, the psak on the woman would be streifa, they don't get the streifa. They were machayev, the zemim bas koyin. They get chenik. It's a drasha. The word he is darshan. She gets treifa. But the boil of the baskayan, he doesn't get treifa lebechenek. He gets chenek kishar eishas yish. In other words, normally when a person has bia with a married woman, the Torah provides for the oinish of chenek. However, when that woman is the baskayan, that is considered to be a worse avera. Baskayin has a kedusha, and therefore the avera is exacerbated by it being with dafka with an eishes ish of who is a baskayin.
What if it's a wife of a kayin?
A baskayin. So Rashi here is explaining to us the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that in fact, in such a case, the baskayin gets a stronger oinish than the boil himself. The Baskayin gets the Einish of Sreifa. He only gets an Einish of Chenek. Vazaymimin mashkimin lemisa shechivu es haboyel dechsiv kashe zomam lasa yisloochi veloy lachoy soy. A drosha there. They get the misa they were zaymim to do to the man, not to the woman. Vekamar hocha oid yesh zaymimin acherim shein mekaymin mendin hazamaklal. So there you see, you're not getting exactly what you're zaymim lasa is. You're getting part of it. They're only getting one of the Einshim they were Mechayev, not the other one, the more Chomer one. Usually, they should get the more Chomer one. They were Zemim, and even more Chomer Einish. Because there is a Kosev, you get something a little less. In our Mishnah, we're going on now to say there are cases where you don't even get Vasisim Kashizam Leisus Lachiv at all. Elamalkais, Valamifarish, Kate said, Oysana Edim, Shein Mekayimin Behendina Zoma, Nasin Ed Zemimin, Meidinon. What is the example of Adam Zimimin that don't get Kasha Zimim at all? That's what our mission is about. Okay, Chevra? Let's see Tosfos. Kol HaZimimin Makdimin L'Ois HaMisa. Pireish HaKuntres Shein Lehem Nas V'Hamlota. Nas V'Hamlota means that there's no way out. He means, like Rashi says, Ein lehem letzapois. The word tzapois, we don't even know what letzapois means in Hebrew.
Expect.
Good word, right? They couldn't expect any other misa. Mashkimin for that misa. Dafka that misa. They couldn't expect anything else. They couldn't look forward to having anything. They were stuck. This is what they're going to get. So Rashi says, because makdimin, all zimin makdimin lo'oysa misa, except for this case. Pirish Rashi, shenlem neis v'hamlota. V'kosha demai kamash malon pshita. For Tosfos, well, isn't that obvious? Why would I think otherwise? You want to tell me there's a chiddush? Why did the Mishnah use this word makdimin? Right? There's a funny word here, makdimin. Makdimin is always like a lashon kedima, early, zrizus. Something is being expressed here. Rashi says what it means is they're makdimin. They should expect nothing else. Makdimin to the misa they were machayev. For Tosfos, yeah, what else? What else should they? Shouldn't get the Misa there, Machayev? What would they think? The Aruch Lener suggests an answer over here to Rashi. He wants to say that you might think they can taina. Yeah, in Achinami, we knew we were Machayev the Misa, but we weren't intending the person to have the more Chomer Misa. We were intending they should get a lesser Misa. So you might think, well, like we learned before, remember we mentioned in Tosfos, if the Edom can say that that's not what they were intending on doing, they were trying to do something else, they can get away with that. Kamash Malan, this Gemara to tell us doesn't work that way. If halachically they were going to get a certain Misa, the Edom cannot claim they were trying to get her to have a lesser Misa. No, that's the Aruch Lener's Teretz. Uvichsubis, by the way, Tosfos is now going to ascribe to Rashi a parish in Ksubis. If you look in Ksubis, like you looked up and up in Ksubis, this man actually tried to find the Rashi in Ksubis. You will see it is not there.
Well, yeah.
You found the Rashi. It's different. It doesn't say it.
All
you found the Rashi?
Yeah.
He says, Inu
says,
Yadin.
He says these words.
Inu Yadin.
He says,
let me see. Bring me the Ksubis.
Oh, no, this Pirish, it's not Rashi.
Right, Biksubis Pirish, referring to Rashi, says the other one, Nesvim Lota.
Yeah.
Rashi says the first one. Biksubis, Taisus ascribes to Rashi a different pshat which is not there. The first pshat is the one that is setting Ksubis. Biksubis Pirish, writes the Leimar, Makdimin Shla Ya'anu Hadin. You rush it. Makdimin means, like the word means, you rush it. There is a rule in Torah. When someone gets a psak din of Misa, you do not delay the psak. Right, we do not have death row in halacha. The halacha doesn't allow for that. The pain, it's called an inui adin. A person's like waiting, you know, to get this. Very painful. There is no inui adin. You, as soon as the psak din is handed down, as soon as possible, you carry out the psak. So Taisus says, and that begam zeh kasha. Demai kamash malam pshita. That's halacha by everybody, by all chayvi misas. Why is there anything about Edom Zemimin more than all chayvi misas? That's always the halacha. So therefore, Taisus is unhappy with all of the pshatim that Rashi has set forth in Makdimin. None of them, according to Taisus, has any kind of real chiddush to it. And therefore, Taisus is going to suggest a pshat which actually has a chiddush din. Lekach pireish ri Makdimin hochi perushoi. Vade atat sorach lahamison bemisa shehimisu. Aval vadai im eno yochol. Afilu hochi nimisam b'chol misa shenuchal. Kidisanya hake take. You'll notice on the side a different drasha, mais yumas, exactly what the drasha is. But what Taisvis is saying, the Ri is saying is that what it means, Makdimin means that, you know, you have a choice. You take this first one. The Mashmos says if you don't get the first one, you could have others too. Says the Ri, Makdimin here means that you give them the misa which they were attempting to do to the person, the nidain. But if you can't, you can give them kol misa shenuchal, any kind of misa that is possible. Taisus here doesn't specify when he says any kind of misa that is possible. Does he mean kill them anyway, take a gun out, choke them? Or does he mean dafka one of the dalad misas? What are the dalad misas? Who knows? Skila Eric Fenech. Taisus hasn't explained himself yet, but we will see from the kasha it is evident what he means. So Taisus then says, "V'kasha, what the Ri is saying is difficult. Damrinan perik nigmar hadin deraitseach v'goyel hadam havu beis ksuvin aboin keechod." Taisus says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that the halacha by Reitzeach is that what? That if a Reitzeach, if you cannot kill him with the Misa that is Magia to him. Misa which is Magia to a Reitzeach is Skila. If you cannot give him Skila, the halacha is you kill him any way you can. A Reitzeach, let's say somehow based in, can't do Skila, can't do Srefa, can't do Herik, can't do Chenik, the halacha is you give him a firing squad. Now, normally, when the Torah is megala something in one place, we have a rule of a mematzino. What's a mematzino? Anybody know? Mematzino. Yeah, go ahead, Zach. Right. And if the Torah tells us one place halacha is true, you assume that that halacha is true in kol haTorah kula, unless what? There's a reason to assume that this halach has some reason that tells me the halach ought to be this way, here and nowhere else. That is referred to as a pircha. You may have heard that term, a pircha. You say, the Torah said it here. It must be the Torah said it here for some special reason over here. It doesn't apply to anywhere else, then you can't learn. Taisus is telling us, the Gemara tells us, there are no pirchas. Really, Reitzeach, the Torah was megala there, you kill them any way you can. However, the Torah also says that a goyel hadam, person walks out of an ir miklat, he has an oinish of misa. The goyel hadam does not have to do srifa, skila, herik, chenik. He also, right, pull out his piece and take care of him, right? Huh?
There's no
There's no preference in
there is no preference by Goyal Adam either. Now, the rule is by Mematzina.
Why would he have to do a preference?
It is an Einish. It is an Einish, the Misa. He's being punished for when he walks out, he's being punished. It's an Einish. We'll get to it. Let's learn the second paragraph. Mitzvah Shem, we'll see. So now, normally, there's a new rule, another rule. If the Torah said something in one place, as Zach just said, you ought to be able to learn everywhere. So we have another rule. If the Torah says the same thing in a second place, if the Torah said in two places what it could have said in one place, it must be teaching us what?
Only the opposite.
Only those two and nowhere else. Unless you can find some reason why one couldn't have been learned from the other. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there was no special drusha, no reason why you couldn't learn one from the other. Therefore, the Gemara implies, as Beferish, they are Shnei Ksuboim Kechod, and therefore you cannot be Mamis Bichol Misa Shata Yochol. So Frek Taisus on the Re, it's a Gemara Mufreshus in Sanhedrin that says otherwise from what the Re is saying. So far we're good, right? Okay, the problems are going to begin in the next line of the Taisus. V'chein kasha, says Taisus. V'tosefta, Tanya, aval ha-zoymimin she'en ata yochol ha-misan b'misa k'suva behen ata mimisan b'chol misa. Taisus seems to be quoting a brisa. Brisas are in Tosefta's. You know what Tosefta's are? You know what Tosefta's are, guys?
Add-ons.
They actually have them here in the back. The word add-ons. These are brisas that somehow didn't make it into the Mishnayos. But they are brises. Rebbe didn't include them. And they are dvarim from Tanoim. And every once in a while, Taisus will raise an issue based on a Tosefta. Very often, the Toseftas are brises that are quoted in the Gemara. Taisus says there is a Tosefta Mefurish that says, Adim Zaymimin, She'ena Tayuchol Lahamis of the Misa Ksuva Behen, Atami Misim Bechol Misa. You can kill them any way you want. V'dorishle min kro uviarta hara mikir becha. V'amai, habi reitzech v'goyel adam beis ksuvin abayim keechod. What is Taisus asking now? Who is he asking on and what is he asking? We'll learn the Taisus this morning. We'll figure this out. You figure this out, Jason? Who is Taisus asking on? Is he asking on the Re? He's asking on the Gemara where? In Sanhedrin. He's asking, wait a minute, Sanhedrin says that it's Shnei Ksuvim Keechod. The Tosefta says, Beferish, that Adim Zaymimin, in fact, you can kill any way you want. The Tosefta seems to support whom? The Re. So it's kind of getting funny. The Re gave an answer. Taisus asked on the answer. And then he brought a Tosefta that supports the Re's answer, but doesn't fit very nicely with the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Very hard to read. Also strange in what Taisus is saying is that the answer to Taisus's question appears to be in the Tosefta itself. Because when I have Reitzech and Goyal Adam, Zeres Akosos by both of them, therefore I can't learn anywhere else. If I would find this halacha somewhere else, why would I find it somewhere else? How could I find it somewhere else? What would it have to be? It has to have a Xeris Akosiv also. There is another halacha, by the way, in Torah, that says that when you have, you kill any way you can. In Ir HaNidachas, you'll get to that in Sanhedrin. If you have an Ir HaNidachas, there's a way you're supposed to wipe out the people of Ir HaNidachas. You can't, you do it any way you can. You nuke them. Just nuke them, that's it.
Burn them, right?
Well, you're supposed to burn, but if you can't, do it any way you can.
How's that burning, like sreifa or burning like actual fire?
You're supposed to give each one separate sreifa. Oh. Fire, sreifa. The sreifa is united to sreifa. No, you're going to learn it. You're going to learn it in Sanhedrin.
You don't burn them at the stake.
No.
Yeah.
You put hot lead in their mouths. You learn it in Mishnayos, guys, Sanhedrin. It's going to get exciting later. Into torture, things like that. You
want to know?
Jason?
I'm not right.
Okay.
I have a question about by the road Seth and Goel Adam, do we say that they have a specific punishment and if you can't give that, or we say in general?
They have a specific punishment, but if you can't do that punishment, you kill them any way you can. Normally in Torah, you can't kill them any way you can. If it isn't Reitzeach, Goel Adam, Ir Nidachas, or Adam Zaymimin, it has to be one of the four. No firing squads except for Reitzeach, Goel Adam, Zaymimin and Irani Dachas. The problem is that the answer to this question appears to be in the Tosefta itself. There is Xeris Akasu. Uviyata Rami Kirbecha. So the Maram wants to answer this question by saying when the Tosefta quotes this pasuk, Uviyata Rami Kirbecha, it's not a real drasha. He says, "Yesh the daktik im dorish zilviyarter mikirbecha drush gomar im kain my makshina taisus da hasht asi shaper de ve'edim zemim memisos on becholamisos v'leimer itzech v'goyel yafina law elami drush b'fnei atzmi. It has its own drasha. Dichsiv gabi edim zemim in gufayu v'tzarech loymar the sphere of the taisus dal korachach hay drush that tosefta lav drasha gemori. There is no drasha. So taisus is asking." We have over here a drush that says Shnei Subbaim Ke'echod Ein Malamdin. Therefore, there should be no other case in Torah unless there's a special Xeris Akasu. We're in Mamis Bechol Oifen that you want. How then do we say by Edom Zemim, and you can kill them any way you want? That appears to be what Taisus' question is, according to the Marshal. Taisus is asking a question on the Gemara and Sanhedrin.
Maram.
Yeah.
What's our problem? I'm missing that. What's the problem? If you have a pasuk for Edom Zomim, what's the problem?
There is no problem. That's the problem. The problem is there would be no problem. If there's a pasuk for Edom Zomim in, then Taisa has no question.
Oh, okay.
So it must be there's no question. It must be there's no drasha.
So Maram says that.
The drasha is not a real drasha. It's a lamb. It's an asmachta kind of drasha.
Can we get rid of the Shteik Suim idea?
No, that's the kasha. The kasha is what place that shnei ksuvim v'yom keechad in malamdin in kol ha'terah kula v'alacha is what? You can't kill them any other way except for one of the four mises. Bryce says in mizayim, you can kill them any way you want. Now, the Marsha here suggests something else. Everybody open up for just a moment, look at the Marsha and see what he does. Notice, the first thing he's going to do is he's going to change the girsa of our Tosfos. V'chein kosha, the v'tosfos tanya kol chayve misois, shia tayochol lahazimam. V'tosefta that Sanhedrin perikid base. Did you look that up, that Tosefta?
No, but check out the Marsha.
Check the Marsha. Well, that's good. You looked in the Marsha. You trusted the Marsha. Well, if any of you had the zitzflesh, the desire to jump and take a look and see this Tosefta in Sanhedrin, you would see it is exactly as the Marsha says it. The girsa of the Tosefta is chai ve'misois. V'chein sarech leimar. It's got to be that. D'lefi ha'nuscha shlefaneinu tanya aval ha'zeimimin shi'ateyochel ha'mison le'kasha midi. The kasha doesn't start, says the Marsha. Dema de drosha de darish mikro biartam mi harami kerbecha drosha gemuri. He's saying the way our Gemara reads, you have a beferish apostle batrami kerbecha telling me that Edom Zemimin are different. The gali krod de bezemimin la misan bechol misa bavi shapir et sech vagoyel adom, shnek suvim lagabi sharchevi misas, dochiname gali krod bierni dachas. The answer is in the question, says the Marsha, no. The correct girsa is kol chayvei misois. Now we have a direct contradiction. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that tells us that any chayev misa besides goyel adam and reitzeach must get one of the four misas, cannot be any way. The Tosefta says, no, you kill him any way you can. It is a direct contradiction and a stira. And Rabbi Sai, those of you, anybody look up and get to the Taisus Shas and Taisus Yeshanim? Anybody get that far? So let's take a look at the Taisus Yeshanim. The gears of the Taisus Yeshanim is, right, everybody's aware that in Taisus, the Bali Taisus went through editors. And we have different Bali Taisus. Each one is a different editor. Sometimes when we have issues with Girsos, it's good to look at other Taisus, see what he says. So if you look at the Tosfos here, I'm looking now, I just happened to have the Tosfos Yeshanim because I don't have the Kovetz, but the Tosfos Yeshanim says, more or less, the whole Girsa of our Tosfos, Pirish Rashi, Bichsubis, Inlem Nesvam Lotta. Notice there, the Tosfos Yeshanim says Rashi Ksubis, right? Not like our Girsa. Says right, then he says the real kach pirishri de mahadrin la misa b'isa misa she misu. That's what aval vada im ena nochu yicholin la misa b'isa misa in hachinami de misa b'chol misa shnucha la misa. Kedesanya hakitaki v'kasha. Davei reitzeach v'gar ladam v'ir ani dachas. He threw in a third one. Gimel k'sum b'im kechad v'in melamdin. V'oy kasha mi detanya b'teisef to mi nine l'chol hamumasin. Not a zayman hamumasin. Everyone who gets killed. All the chayvei misas. Same thing in the Tosfos Shans. The girsa of the other Rishonim is like the Marshal. So Tosfos appears to be asking a contradiction between the Gemara and Sanhedrin and the Tosefta. And what is Tosfos' solution? Vitirates Harav Rabbi Yosef. By the way, Rabbi Yosef is an interesting Rishon. He is a Tosfos that's quoted occasionally by the Bali Tosfos. He was from where?
France.
No, you'll be surprised where he was from. He's Australia. Probably the only one I know. He was from?
Australia.
Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef was from Yerushalayim, one of the rare Bali Tosfos. In fact, in if you looked here, when he quotes him later, he says, Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. He was from Yerushalayim. So Rav Yosef said, in answer, Dereitzeach v'goyel hadam havu shneiksum v'boim ke'echod linyin shenlo nilmoit she'armu mosim mehem lehamisum af v'misa she'enem midalad misa yisbeistin. Aval midalad misa yisbeistin pshita nemisum kechol chayve misa yis. So what is Rabbi Yosef saying? V'tirets Rabbi Yosef, d'reitzech v'goyel adam, havu shneik sumvayim ke'echod, linyin shaloi nilmoit shamu mosim mehem la misim afa misa she'enem idal of misa's beistin. What the Gemara means in Sanhedrin is that only reitzech and goyel adam, you can kill them any way you can, even not one of the classic four misois, even a firing squad, or burning them at the stake, or all kinds of fun things. However, aval midalad misas based in pshita nimisim kechol chayvi misas. Probably the correct gear says the one on the side. Aval midalad misas based in pshita nimisim bechol chayvi misas. That's what I have. I don't know how you guys have it in the Smarty Pants editions. In my, it's on the side from the Maram. When it comes to the dalad misas chayvi misas based in, you kill them only with one of the four misois. So Rabbi Yosef is saying, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling us you can kill them any way you want. The Tosefta is saying that anyone who's chayav misa, if you can't kill them in the way the Torah specifies, you have the option to kill them with any one of the other any one of the dalad misas. If you can't do skila, you can do sreifa, herig, or chenek. Good chevra. Now, Rabbi Sai, you want to ask something, Jason?
Yeah, the source of our, the basis of our question was the fact that that the Rish says you get matim, which is you get any punishment. Then the Gemara Sanhedrin says only applies to Goladam or Roseach.
Right. Okay. 1 minute. You're asking, I thought you were going to ask me something. There's something for you to ask me. This Tosfos, Rabbi Sai, the way it reads, cannot be read. We had a kasha on the Ri. The Ri said, Adam Mizayman, you kill them any way you can. What did Rabbi Yosef just say? Can you kill Adam Mizayman any way you can?
No.
Absolutely not. You can only kill two kinds of Mises any way you can, which are? Mitzayef and Goladam. So we had a kasha on the Ri, and Rabbi Yosef seemed to answer it, but he didn't answer anything. What's going on? How do you read this Tosfos? You see what I'm asking? Yecheskel, you with me? Did I lose you long ago? You with me?
Yeah.
You see what I'm asking? The text doesn't read. So guys, Ledaiti, the way this Tosfos reads is the following. Listen up, because I'm going to kind of do something fancy in this Tosfos. Lekach pirishri makdimin hochi pirushoi. Vada toyochala mison, bemisa she misa. Or at least tried. Zamu la misa, I think. What, how does he change the girsa? I don't know. You guys have this on the side. I don't know. It's not so easy by me. Where does he? Samech la misa, bemisa probably should be shezamu, shirotsu la misa probably, or something like that. Samech la misa, bemisa shirotsu. Aval vada imenu yochol. By Adam Zimmerman, if you can't give them the misa they tried to do, you kill them any way you can. The rest of the Tosfos is a kasha on the re that does not get answered. Watch. Frek the Tosfos. Tosfos now is saying a shtikl Torah, a shir. Frek Tosfos, we have a kasha. We had a kasha. We had a stira. In one place it says, Reitzech and Goyal Adam, they're Shnei Ksum Vayim Keachod, and therefore only by those two can you kill them any way you want. Adam Zemimin and other Chavi Mises, if it's not one of the Dalet Mises, you can't kill them. However, there's a Tosefta that says, Chavi Mises, you kill them any way you want. Came along Rabbi Yisam and said an answer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin means, Goyal Adam and Reitzech, kill them any way you can. Other Chavi Mises, only with the Misois, the one of the four Misois. Adam Zemimin is one of the Dalet, one of the other Chayvi Misois that's not Goyal Adam and Ratzeach. Frek Tosfos from Rabbi Yosef's Teretz, based on our understanding of how to be Miyashiv that Kasha, the Re is Shver, and Tosfos is leaving the Re B'tzarech Iyun. This Tosfos is not answering the Re, he is leaving the Re Shver. The Re said, by Edom Zem, you can kill them any way you want. Reb Yosef said a shtikl Torah, which Tosfos accepts, that according to Reb Yosef, the Re doesn't work. According to Reb Yosef, only Reitzech and Goyal Adam can be killed with any way you want. All others must be one of the Dalet Mises. The Re is saying otherwise. He's saying Edom Zemimin are different. And he's not explaining why or how. And he's not offering a Gzeres HaKosuv. So therefore, the Re, according to Tosfos, is Shver. Is that clear, Chevra? That is how I would read this Tosfos. Now, I'm going to prove it a little bit, because I'm going to show you now in the Tosfos Shans and the Tosfos Yeshanim that they solve the Kasha. They brought the Re's answer to this question. Let's see. Can I borrow this one? I don't have a taste for shots. Can we share?
By all means.
Yeah. Didn't we end up switching and saying it's other arguments as Beit Din?
Huh?
Isn't that how we switched? Didn't we switch that up, saying that by him zone you get the other four because of Beit Din? You can't get one, you get the other two.
By him zone isn't always means of Beit Din.
I'm sorry? I mean, we haven't. I'm not understanding. What are you asking?
What do we end up saying happens in Zomim?
In Zomim, man, according to the Re, you kill them any way you can. According to Reis, if you can't, you only get to give them what they intend to do, or the Dalet Mises, one of the Dalet Mises. So we have been left now with, according to Tosfos, the Re is Shver. The Re is Shver because the only Tos answer that Tos is offering to the Stira between the Gemara and Sanhedrin and the Tosefta is one that will not fit what the Re is saying. Why are you looking at me funny? Taste of shots. Let's take a look. Wake up. This is a shtickle terror. You're gonna like the shtickle terror, I promise you. This is one of my I give my shirim, you know, grades. This one's gonna get an A. I'm just telling you ahead of time. You can miss it. Okay, listen to the tape later if you want. You can go on, you know, whyyoutired.org. You know, Shlomo. Okay, have a look now at what Tosfos says. Tosfos here, Tosfos Shantz says, let's find it. Oh, now I'm opening now Tosfos Shantz. You have this in your Kovitz. The first part of the Tosfos parallels very nicely our Tosfos. Take a look. I'm just going to read it fast. It parallels pretty well. Pirish Rashi b'chsubas. Notice, unlike what our Tosfos says, Tosfos ascribes a pshat to Rashi in chsubas, which is not there. Here, he correctly ascribes what Rashi actually says in chsubas. B'chsubas, that by is not difficult. We know that there are Rashi wrote several maduras. Madura in Hebrew, what's a madura? You know Hebrew? I don't know Hebrew. Fire, yeah, but that's good. That's a medura. This is a mahadura. A medura is a fire. That's what you do in Lag Bomer. A madura means an addition. Madura. This is a madura. Rashi wrote several editions. So sometimes Rishonim had one edition. Sometimes Rashi wrote a second edition and changed his mind. Oh. B'chsobos b'kamem kaimis loshen makdimin. Kalemar ein lehem neisvam lota min hamisa hazois. Like we said. So far, like our Taisus. The repiresh, right there, it's only Yesh Mefarshim. The repiresh, Loshin Makdimin, Lefisha Makdimin Lehem, Oisa Misa Shayroitzim Lechayev Anidain. Aval im Iatayochol Lahamisam, be Oisa Misa, Atamimisam, Behol Misa, Shatayochol Lahamisam. Good? So far, good? V'teimad v'perek nigmar hadin amrinan dehavi ritzech v'goyel adam shnei k'subayim k'echod v'in melamdin devishneim k'siv ribui. We have a special drosha lahamisa mechol misa shetayuchol lahamisam v'chein teimahi desanyi b'tosefta kolam umosim shetayuchol lahamisam v'hisa misa k'suva behem shatomi misa mechol misa shetayuchol lahamisam v'dorish le k'nechsiv v'yart aro mikir becho. So far, good. Now look at this. The Oimer Ri. The Ri had an answer. Our Taisus didn't know it or didn't like it, but we have his answer. Demi Kol Mokim. Look at the words. Zayman Me Reitzeach. Ke Reitzeach. The Zaymimin, when Adam and Zaymimin become Adam and Zaymin on a Reitzeach, they get the same din as a Reitzeach. Vim Ken. Nelaf shar zemimi mehem. Neat trick. A rotseach, if Adam are made on a rotseach, that is chayav misa. So we know. It means really ought to get skila. Ah, you can't do skila? Any way you want. Firing squad. Steak. Give me some good ones. Anyone else? Lethal injection.
That's an easy. That's
nice. Electric chair. Huh? Drowning. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you guys are up on some good ones. I hear. Okay.
Says that inside.
Says that. Says drowning where? Oh, in your. Where?
Right there.
Oh, I didn't keep reading. Leroy says, hey, look, hey, that's a firing squad. Well, Latoyba Benar. I hear. Yeah, drowning. That's a good one. Okay. So now. Okay. So now, look what the Ri is saying. Very interesting. He's saying, the Adam come along and are made on somebody, they killed someone. They turn out to be Adam Zaymimin. Well, to be Adam Zaymimin, vasisim le'kashazam lasayis lochiv. Very nice. So, in order for the Adam to be Adis she'ato yochol lahazimam, you have to be able to do to the Adam what they intend to do to him. What do they do to intend to do to him? Give him skila. If you can't give him a skila, you can drown him, shoot him. You can do all kinds of things to Ritzeach. So in order to have a sisim lekasha zamam vaseis lochiv, it has to be that the Adam zemimin of Ritzeach are also, you can do whatever you want to them too. Then says the Ri, well, and then once I have that, so I learn from Adam zemimin of Ritzeach to Adam zemimin of Kol HaTerakula. Isn't that fun? Isn't that easy? You learn up Adam Zaymin Rotzeach from Rotzeach. And once you have that, you learn to all Adam Zaymimin. Huh? What does it mean? It sounds nice, but just what does it mean? How did that happen? Hey, you're like, what happened? Huh? Since I'm able to do whatever I want, Adam Zaymin Rotzeach, I can do it to all Adam Zaymimin.
$20.
Now, if he's an Eid Zaymim on right, Or let's it has to be a chiyuv misa, I think. Let's say an eid zemim on znus, or an eid zemim mesis a midiach, an eid zemim of something else that's chayiv misa. Kill him any way you want.
That's good for the re.
Not only is it good for the re, it's the re himself. That's what the re answer. Look, it's the re. And if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, same quote. He says, "Ve'oimer re dechevan dezimim eretzeach keretzeach miho mivasisim." Loy v'im kemi misa yisai bechol misa kamayu neilav shar zemim miminayu. Same answer. So the re had an answer. Taifas didn't seem to like the answer. So number one is, what in the world does the re mean? Number two is, what's the machlokes? Why doesn't Taifas like what the re means? What's going on? With me? I got you, like, your interest peaked. Like, if I stop the shiur now, could you sleep tonight? You know, you'd be up all night.
No doubt.
Terrible. Terrible. That would be torture. Inui Adin. Oh. So you know what? I'm a nice guy. I'm going to give you the answer.
Too bad. Right.
Hey.
Thank you.
I'm a big Baal Chesed. See, when you go to sleep tonight, thank the rib. Okay. Before I do that, I need to give you a little hakdama. We're going to learn a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Can anybody get to this Ramban today? Don't all answer once. Anybody actually do it?
No.
Okay, did it very quickly. Good for you, Yecheskel. That's great. So we're going to learn a Ramban very quickly. You get the idea. We don't have to read the whole thing, but we'll read enough of it just to get where he's coming from.
The gist.
Yeah, the gist. You teach me English. That's good. Venire lai. This is the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Venira Elihu, Shanachrun itztavinu bimumosim kulam, mi posuk viaita hara mi kirbecha. Amru, ba'er oise rose mi Israel, vum mitzvahs ase shalahem. There is a posuk in Tyra, where it says a lot of times, viaita hara mi kirbecha. It means that you are told, we are at mitzuveh to eliminate people who are chayiv misa in the various misoi. So v'yayatar mikir becha, they're all included in this one pasuk. Aval aksuvim aboyim, behem mois yumas, dam of boy, demeim bom, yirtza behem shem chayavim misa. When the psukim say things like mois yumas, dam of boy, that means they're chayiv misa. The Omer Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'mikzosam uskaltem oisam b'avonim, sami said skilo, v'mikzosam ba'esh yisroifu oisam, oisai v'eshen, hu chelik mechelke ha-mitzvah, v'lei nimne ha-mumosim chutz l'machene, achas. Explain in a moment. V'amesal Pesach beis aviyah, mitzvah cheres, aval ha-mitzvah b'chulan shiyumsu hi nimnis. They're all different forms of carrying out Misa, but they are all really forms of a more basic mitzvah of V'yartim Ramikir Becho. Uchvar bo behen, shim enu yochol lahamis ayusam b'misa k'suva behem, shiyumsu b'chol misa shiyochol lahamisam. V'ine kulam nichlolim b'misa v'mitzvah achas. See, the Torah specified by all of the various chiyuvei misva a certain way to kill them. But there is a fundamental yesod of everything, of uvirarta haro mikir becha. When the Torah said uvirarta haro mikir becha, the Torah was saying, what you should do is be mevayer, you should destroy the ra from among you. And says the Ramban, all of the various forms of mis in the Torah all go into uviarta. They are all forms of uviarta. There is a lechachila way of those four the Torah said to do. But there is an underlying principle of all of the mitzvahs, all the chiyuvei misa of uviarta ramikirbecha. If you can't kill them this way, you're at least mitzuvah in the mitzvah of uviarta ramikirbecha to kill them in any one of the other ways. He says, let's keep going a little bit. At the end, last line, the next to last line. Look at those words. Ela shekolam umasim mitzvosam minu v'yarta ro vein mitzvah sasei shalem shemimena him umasim u mitzvah saskilo ayasrefa chelik mina mitzvah. They're all forms of the mitzvah v'yarta. But if you can't do skila, srefa is also v'yarta rami kirbecha. But only those four, nothing else. Good? Ramban and Chum, Ramban. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs. But the truth of the matter is, the words of Yad Rami Kirbecha appear in several places. They appear in a lot. They appear by Rotzeach too. Yad Rami Kirbecha. Appears by Yidim Zayimim also. By Rotzeach, we have a Gzeiras HaKosuv that tells us that I can kill a Rotzeach any way I can. If I can't do the Dalad Mises, I can do it with a firing squad or drowning or any way, another way. But the Torah also says by Rotzeach, V'yarta hara mikirbecha. When the Torah said by Rotzeach, that a Rotzeach you can kill any way you can, including one that is not one of the four Misos. What did the Torah say? Did the Torah expand on Uviarta? There are a lot, normally, by all Chayvei Misa, there's four ways to do Uviarta. By a Rotzeach, there's a lot of ways, there's umpteen ways that you can be Mekayim Uviyarto. That's one way to learn. There are a lot of ways of carrying out, the Torah was marbe, more ways of carrying out Oinesh Misa by Reitzeach. That's one way to learn. But there's another way to learn. The Torah did not expand on the four ways that the Torah said that you can be Meimis, someone who is Chayav Misa. The Torah was saying something else. The Rotzeach is a Ra. He's a Gavra that is Ra. The Gavra, the Rotzeach, is somebody that needs to be eliminated. You've got to eliminate the Rotzeach. Not coming from a new kind of Einish Misa. It's saying is, besides that, the person, the persona of a Rotzeach, is one that must be eliminated. The Gavra is Ra. It's a din on the Gavra to eliminate him. What's the Nafka mean in all this? Watch, yeah? You understand the Tut Stutter?
Yeah, because if you want to say that he's Ra, then it's not, and we learn out from the Jairus HaKosuv that you can kill him any way possible, and we have Dharam Rebecha doesn't teach you.
What I'm saying is that the V'yarta by Rotzeach means he's Ra. You eliminate Ra any way you can. Just eliminate him. Get rid of the Ra. Ra includes Rotzeach. Now the Nafkamin is like this. If Adam and Zimmerman come along and are made on somebody, he's Rotzeach. And it turns out they're Adam and Zimmerman. So the rule of Asisim Le'kash Zomim La'aseis Lochiv says, you do to the Edim what he wanted to do to them. What did he want to do to the Rotzeach? Well, let's be a little more specific. He wasn't only being Mechayev Menoinish Misa. He was giving him a Shem Ra. They were saying he is evil and needs to be eliminated any way you can. If you do to the Edom Zimmerman the same thing that they wanted to do to him, you're making the same statement about the Edom Zimmerman. They too, if you see something, they too must be Ra. They must be very evil and need to be eliminated. Why is Ritzeach Ra? Killed somebody. Why are Edom Zimmerman Ra?
They tried to kill someone.
So you're assuming, you see, Edom Zimmerman, Rabbi Sai, are bad not because they tried to kill somebody. They're bad because they were made Eidei Sheker on somebody. Sometimes they are Eidei Zayman because they tried to give Eidei on somebody because he did this. Sometimes that. But the bottom line, what is Mechayev Eidei Zayman for an Oynish, is the shame Eidei Zayman in because they have been caught as being Eidei that are liars. There is no such thing as a definition Eidei Zayman Sharotzeach. There's no such Eidei Zayman like that. Eidim Zemimin are chayiv because their ra is because they were made Eidei Sheker. The oinish of the various Eidim Zemimin varies according to what they were trying to be made to do. But the ra of the Eid Zemim is because he is an Eid Zemim. Therefore, the re postulates, it's going to come for a full circle. If you're telling me that a Reitzeach is called ra, you have to say that Eidim Zayman of Ritzach are also Ra. But what did Eidim Zayman do to be Ra? The Eidim Zaymanin. That means it must be true by all Eidim Zaymanin. They are Ra. And you can kill them any way you please. The Yesoid. You hear what I'm saying? It's good. Yep. We're staying up for him.
Think you just learned that from Ritzach.
He's
going
to like this one.
Yeah. We're learning that out from Ritzach.
We're learning it from Ritzach. You see, that's what the Re means. That is what the Re meant. You learn Eidim Zayman Ritzach from what? From Ritzach. And then you learn Eidim Zayman from Eidim Zayman. How does it work? That's how it works. Because the Yesod of Ritzach is he is Ra. If he's Ra, and you're telling me there is such a thing as Eidim being made on somebody that he's a Ritzach, it must be the Eidim Zayman are also Ra. But why are they Ra? Not because the Eidim Zayman are Rotzeach. There's no such thing as an Eidim Zayman of Rotzeach. There's Eidim Zaymanin. Therefore, you're telling me Eidim Zaymanin by definition are Ra. Therefore, you can learn to all Eidim Zaymanin. Our Tosfos is rejecting that shot. You know why he's rejecting it? Because he holds like what? He holds like the other side. Hey, you're getting used to me already, Uri, huh? According to the other side, we have a limud by Reitzeach that there is a broadening of the definition of uviyarto. Not only is there four mises, you can do it any way you want. There's a lot of ways of carrying out oinish misa on a Reitzeach. Very good. Eidim Zayman Reitzeach have the same oinish. Their oinish is kill them with skila. Can't give them a skila. Well, any one of the oinshei misa. What has that got to do with Eidim Zayman of Kol HaTerah Kulo? That's a special din. There's nothing to learn from Eidim Zayman. Therefore, the Re's answer, according to Tosfos, wasn't even worth an honorable mention. Tosfos didn't like it. You hear?
No.
So we... No?
No. I just didn't know.
Saying is, the you heard the Chakir we had before?
Yeah.
So this is the other side of the Chakira. Uviyatar mikir becho, by Rotzeach only means we've expanded the different ways you can give an oinish. Okay? There are a lot of oinishim. So, Vasis l'kashazam, Vasis l'ochim tells us that Eidim, who are made under Rotzeach, Magiyat have the same oinish they wanted to give. What's the oinish? Well, the Dalet Mises, or even more. You can't learn other Eidim Zayman to that. They're not Eidim Zayman or Machai Rotzeach. If you're talking about the Gavra, the person, the Eidim Zayman of Rotzeach is the same Eidim Zayman as any Eid Zayman. He's as bad as all of them. But if you're talking about giving them the Oynish they were Mechayev to do, then you're limited. Eidim Zayman Rotzeach gets the same thing as Rotzeach. What's that got to do with Eidim Zayman of Kol HaTerah Kulo? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay, Chevra.
Wait, why can't you apply that another way? If Eidim Zayman would say that someone's a ganav, someone's a thief. So that person also has a ra in him. But what punishment do you give to a ganav?
Josh, you have a few minutes we can talk. Now, later, famously, whatever you want.